with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, thanks for tuning in. If you're just starting your weekend or just finishing it, depending on where you're at in our affiliate lineup, we appreciate you tuning in. I'm Jop, he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
What's cooking is we're barefoot in the studio, baby.
It's going to get good. It already is. Let me tell you what.
It's going to be hard to top it with Mother's Day. Yeah. But, you know, this isn't necessarily a Mother's Day topic, but we've been kind of playing around with trying to use safer grill products and stumbled onto this thing online. I got a hold of these people called Earthstone International. They're out of Santa Fe, New Mexico, which I love. And I just sent him a little letter and said, hey, I do this crazy show about barbecue and microbrews, and we want to clean our grills better, and we don't want wire stuck in people's bowels when we're done cleaning our grill. What you got? And
if they sent me a box, far down, yeah.
Yeah, and they sent me a box of these cool little things, and then they sent me a note saying, hey, we've got this lady named Lori Brown, who's like our sales ambassador, another ambassador. And
I feel royal today. We've got two ambassadors on the show.
She'll talk to you on the radio, on the teletype. So yeah. on the grilling line right now, we have Lori Brown from Earthstone International. Welcome to the show, Lori.
Thank you.
So I've already been using my Earthstone grill cleaner quite a few times. Jops is still in his wrapper because he's got his grills all torn down. He hasn't had a chance to clean them yet.
That's not necessarily true because Bob just gave it to me this morning for a second time.
He forgot it at my house. So anyway, I used mine just last night again to clean my Tech Infrared. And this is a cool little product. Why don't you tell our listeners, describe this thing better than I will.
Well, the grill stone is made from a very unique material. We take recycled glass and we pulverize it into a powder, add a little baking agent, about 2%, and then we run it through a grill at 1500 degrees Fahrenheit, and it foams. Think foaming up like a cake rising, and that process makes a very unique material, different than anything out there, and it has properties which allow it to conform to all three sides of the grates. So you get a real thorough cleaning, and it doesn't clog. It was made essentially as an alternative to pumice because the owners were concerned about the strip mining of pumice in the New Mexican mountains. But it has very different qualities than pumice, which make it a much better cleaner.
You know what? And what you said, I absolutely love, because what you're doing is you're mining before it gets to a landfill, instead of tearing apart a mountain that really didn't do anything to you.
That's exactly right. We like to say we mine the landfills, not the mountains.
I love that. And who, I mean, you know, whichever side of the whole recycle, green, all this stuff you come down on, when it comes down to it, we all love the earth, and nobody wants to do undue damage if you don't have to. We've already done all the resourcing to make these bottles. Let's recycle them and use them again and again and again.
That's right.
So I'm sorry, Lloyd. Go ahead.
I was just going to say that in Europe, this is, you know, every single bit of glass is recycled, and most of it is used to foam for this unique manufactured material we call foam glass. And we're the only glass foamer in the United States, and we've been building markets here, but there's many, many markets that could be discovered, but the grill product is our best-selling product.
It does kind of look like a sponge a little bit. It's a little more dense than a sponge, but it's got a lot of holes in it and a lot of porous in it, and you've packaged the ones that I have in my hand in like a 4-inch by 2-inch block of this stuff, and you got a little handheld scraper that it fits into. And you just use this like you would a normal grill brush.
You could use
correct?
That on your back, Joppy. Take it in the shower with
you. Yeah, right.
Well, actually, it will remove the calluses on your feet quite well.
Oh,
there you go, Bob.
How but about on my...
Same one, oh. Not the same one. Switch them out.
Oh. From your butt to your grill.
Bob was going to get the little grooves in it from the grill grate first, and then he was going to go there.
So I have this Tech Infrared, and it's got these grates that are really difficult to clean because it's got this glass surface, and then the grates are spaced about an inch apart. I actually built a tool to clean it, but this little tool of yours cleaned it in seconds. I ran it over a couple times, and it was like wispy clean and phenomenal. And these things, you can buy these online. That replacement block is what, $4?
Yeah, the one with the handle typically retails at Lowe's and Home Depot for, you know, $450, right around there. And then you can get the replacement product usually for about $285. So you only really need to buy the handled product once.
There you go. So what I would do is I would just buy them online. I'd go right to Earthstone International. Go to earthstoneprobably.com. I don't know, what's your website?
Yeah, it's earthstoneinternational.com.
Yeah, so go online, go to their website, get the brush, and then order a whole case of the refills because they're like $2-3 a piece. And you're going to blow through these. If you're an avid griller like we are, you're going to blow through, you know, 5 or 10 of these blocks in a season. So just have them on hand. You will use them up fairly quickly because they do want to erode rather quickly, but I'm telling you, they clean your grill surface like nothing I've ever used. I used to sell for Grill Daddy, Mr. Barbecue. I sold brushes for everybody. I'm a brush tramp, and that's why I resisted.
Oh, might be better.
That's why I resisted this whole, no, it doesn't have to have bristle. I'm over it. I don't want the bristle. They do break.
Yeah. Yeah, and the bristles break off, and they can, you know, land in your intestine, which will land you in the emergency room, of course. But I think the exciting thing is they clean better than bristles. They clean better than pumice. They don't clog. And the reason is because you're getting that breaking off, you always have an ever-sharpening surface. But I'd just like to make one remark, and that is don't muscle down on it. I say that you can use it with the same pressure as you'd use a bar of soap when you're in the shower. More is not better, and that will retain the life of your block longer.
Lori, my question is the fall off, if you will. This is a recycled glass product. Does any of it adhere to the grates, or does it fall off clean? And then do I have to worry about eating glass?
It just falls off clean, and really glass is made from sand. So if you get a little bit...
Works with barefoot wine.
Like getting a little sand on your food. But I just take a paper towel or a light brush and then just brush it off the grill.
I just take a wire brush and get rid of the glass.
No wire brush.
Well, we're going to marry it up with barefoot wines because we're having more fun than you right now. We've got the ambassador from Barefoot Wines with us, and he's plying wine to our show, and... We're going to get silly now, but you send us more of these blocks, and we might see if Scott Farney here will send you some barefoot. Lori Brown, the sales manager for Earthstone International. Check out earthstoneinternational.com. You can buy these online. You can go to Lowe's, Home Depot, anywhere. I bet your Ace Hardware has them. What's the growth track on this thing?
Well, we're growing very quickly. Typically, for a consumer product, if you grow about 1% per year, you're doing well. We're growing at about 20% per year at Lowe's and growing very quickly the same at Home Depot. So,
from a selfish standpoint, are you a publicly traded company?
We're privately traded, still owned by the owners and founders of the company.
Okay. Well, if you do an IPO, just give us a little bump.
Okay.
Thanks so much, Lori.
Just two days notice is all we really want.
This is hot, folks.
You're already asking for insider information.
This is hot, folks. Check it out. Earthstone International, Lori Brown. Thanks so much. Get them online now.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Lori. Hey, this is marketed under the Grill Stone brand. It's a white circle, says Grill Stone in the middle of it. If you're going to the big box store or online, you're going to want to check it out. But as Bob said, they are going to wear down a little bit, but they work really well.
Well, you know, and mine has really thick, tall grates that I can't clean. That's why I'm pushing hard on it, but she says don't push hard. And if she says don't push hard, don't push hard.
Right, it's Mother's Day. Listen, right? Coming up next, Barbecue Bob might unveil that special recipe, and I think we're going to walk around our bare feet some more. Stick with us. We'll be back.